The new campaign finance law may have discouraged big political fundraisers, but it's hardly stopped them. Congressional Republicans showed that last night, grossing roughly $22 million at a dinner starring President Bush. NPR's Peter Overby reports on the glitz of the evening and the drudgery behind it.
The alert level was up to orange. The House and Senate spent the day bickering over tax cuts. It was raining. Still, more than 6,000 Republicans thronged to Washington's brand new convention center last night, each of them paying $2,500 or knowing someone who could. The money went to the committees that fund GOP candidates for the House and Senate. President Bush, who announced just last week that he's running for re-election, gave his first political speech in months.
It's always nice to have a nice quiet dinner with a few friends. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming, though.
The event showed how much things have changed, or haven't, for both parties since the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law took effect last winter. The biggest change is that the law banned soft money, the unregulated contributions from corporations, unions, and the wealthy. In past years, the dinner program would have listed dozens of chairs, co-chairs, and vice chairs who had written big checks. Rich Galen, a longtime Republican strategist, noted that this one did not.
And that's the difference, that you got credit for being a co-chairman for going out and raising the money. As recently as last year, you got credit for being a co-chairman because you got your company to write a check for the total amount. And that is an enormous difference in political fundraising and the way you have to go about doing your business.
But perversely, that means the lawmakers had to work harder to raise money. In the House, each Republican was told to sell at least $25,000 in tickets to the dinner, or enough to fill one table. On Tuesday, Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson was in the Speaker's lobby, just off the House floor. He said if it weren't for the soft money ban, he would have had a much easier time making his quota.
Yeah, would have called some corporations and probably sold the table that way.
Simpson didn't want to scour his district for people who would pay $2,500 for the privilege of dining in the District of Columbia, even with the president. So he met his quota with his own campaign cash.
We're going to write a check for $25,000 from our campaign fund for it.
House Republicans were given instruction packets on how to raise their $25,000. Simpson never actually saw his packet. It got lost. But NPR obtained a copy. One page in the packet is titled, Five Simple Ways to Make Your Goal. Here's the list. 1. Get a donor back home to buy a table. 2. Get one of your own fundraisers to sell one table. 3. Send out a letter to your top 20 donors asking them to buy tickets. 4. Go to the party's House campaign headquarters and call party donors. 5. Or do what Simpson did. Pay for it from your own campaign treasury. The packet also shows what hasn't changed. The best money still gets the best access. A donor who bundled contributions worth $100,000 for the dinner also got tickets to a VIP reception and a breakfast, plus membership in an elite fundraising group that gets to work and play with Republican leaders. This may not sound like reform, but Connecticut Congressman Chris Shays says it is because the soft money is gone. He outfought the House leadership to pass the bill.
It's hugely important to me to show that campaign finance reform does work.
So important that Shays signed up as a regional vice chair of last night's dinner. He had three tables of people coming down.
People from up in the district that are excited as be to be part of this event, to help the Congress, help the Republican Party. And for me, it's been very exciting.
As donors headed home last night, there was one more sign that fundraising isn't what it used to be. In the old days, donors got a trinket to take home, something like a paperweight or a wine glass. This time, all they got was a presidential dinner T-shirt. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.